come up with a pea instead of a bean.
With
a butter bean. The butter bean is bigger, really, and a different taste. The butter bean is, to me, has to be seasoned more to get a taste out of it.
What about the string beans, though? Do you ever speak about string beans here? Or green beans?
String beans. I really don't know much about them.
Mm-hmm. When you, with butter beans, to get the beans out, you have to...
Hold on.
And say if you wanted to buy some lettuce, you'd ask for maybe 3
heads.
Okay. Do you ever use that word heads talking about children?
Mm-hmm.
How
does it sound? I say idea, but really about the only time that I'd use it, you'd be talking to some old nigger or something, say how many heads the kids has got, because I mean, that's what they do it, you know.
Does it sound joking to you, or is it serious?
No, it's serious business with them.
Mm-hmm. What about if someone had about 14 children? You say you really had a, what, children?
Flock of kids.
Did you ever say a passel?
Mm-hmm. A passel, a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
I say 14 heads.
What, how else would people use the word passel besides kids?
Besides kids?
Mm-hmm.
Say someone had a wealthy passel of money, or in my line of work, like if you catch someone with no 40 or 50 gallons of whiskey, you say that was a passel of whiskey.
Mm-hmm. What about the expression "rice more"? A rice more of whiskey, or rice more?
Mm-hmm. That's usually when you're older people. He'd say, well, he had a right smart of beans or whiskey or whatever, you know.
Would they say it about children?
No, I never heard it used to kids.
Mm-hmm. And the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob.
What about it?
You call that?
Corn on the cob.
Do you ever hear that called roasting ears?
Mm-hmm. But usually your roasting ears are younger, and I may be wrong, but just corn on the cob, most people wait till it gets nearly about grown, you know.
What about the outside of the ear of corn? You call that the
husk.
And the stringy stuff on it?
Silk.
And the thing that grows up at the top of the corn stalk?
I never got anything.
Do you ever have a tassel or a tonsil?
Probably have, never paid attention to it.
And the little yellow crooked-necked vegetable?
Squash.
Okay, are they different kinds?
Yeah, white squash and yellow squash.
What about something that you make pie out of at Thanksgiving?
Pumpkin.
Okay. And little umbrella-shaped thing that grows up in the woods and fields after it rains?
The toes too, mushroom.
That's the same thing?
Around here, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What different kinds of melons do people have around here?
Melons? Usually your mushroom and your watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ask me the real name of mushroom, but I don't know.
What about a cantaloupe?
That's about the same thing as your mushroom, I guess. Probably is the same thing, really.
The mushroom and the...
cantaloupe.
They don't look any different, really.
Well, I say all I've ever called much better than anybody said a cantaloupe, I wouldn't pay them any mind. So, really, that was probably the same thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. And something that people smoke, man, tobacco.